请我们翻开诗篇第三十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 36. Psalm 36, we read verses 8 and 9.
我们众人同声来读。
Let's read together.
他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他喝你乐河的水。因为有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。这里面讲到神要叫我们喝他乐河里面的水。
And here he tells us that God will cause us to drink from his river of delights.
这一节圣经呢，跟刚才的诗歌里面那个喜乐的河，是相同的。
And this is the same river as we had just sang, the river of delights.
这个河里面有生命，第九节告诉我们。
Verse 9 tells us that this river has life.
所以这是一个生命的河，也是一个喜乐的河。
This is the river of life and the river delight.
我们在读以西结书第四十七章第八节。
We turn to Ezekiel 47 verse 8.
以西结书四十七章第八节。
Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 8。
以西结书四十七章第八节，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
他对我说：“
Then he said to me,
这水往东方流去，必下到亚喇巴，直到海。”所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。我们就听到这里。以西结这里面也看，让我们看到那个生命的河，而这个生命河的河水会让那个水变甜。
In Ezekiel, we also see this river of life, and in this river of life, it will cause the river become sweet and fresh.
我们再读以赛亚书。三十五章。
Isaiah 35。
以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah 35。
我们读第六节。
We read verse 6。
这里也让我们看到那个生命的河。
Here again shows us the river of life。
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
那时瘸子必跳跃向路，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱，在旷野必有水发出，在沙漠必有河涌流。这里面讲到这个生命的河能够在旷野发出，能够在沙漠中涌流。
Here it tells us that the river of life will break forth in the wilderness, and it will streams in the desert.
而当这个河涌流的时候，瘸子要跳跃向路，而哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
And as this river of life flows, the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue and the dumb will shout for joy.
我们再读以赛亚书十二章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3.
这里面告诉我们，这个生命的河就是救恩的泉源。
Here it tells us that this river of life is the springs of salvation.
我们读第三节。
We read verse 3.
所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。就读这一节。
Just this verse.
这里以赛亚就在那里告诉神的百姓说，你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
Isaiah tells the people that you will joyously draw water.
这也是我们心中的一个盼望。
And this indeed is our hope.
我们每一天来到主的面前，都能够从救恩的泉源来欢然取水。
That daily we may draw water from the spring of salvation.
我们读约翰福音第四章第十节。
John chapter 4 verse 10。
约翰福音第四章第十节。
John chapter 4 verse 10。
这是我们都很熟悉的一段，我们就读第十节就好。
We just read verse 10.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水了。这里面我们特别要注意主耶稣所说的，他说你必早求他。
Here we want to pay special attention that says you would have asked him.
他也必早给你活水了。
And he would have given you the living water.
我们再读第七章第三十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 35.
第七章第三十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 35.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。我们注意主耶稣所说的话，他说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
Verse 37 says, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
我们再读约翰福音第六章三十五节。
John chapter 6 verse 35。
第六章第三十五节。
Chapter 6:35.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。我们特别注意这里所说的，信我的就永远不渴。
Take note of the verse that says, "He who believes in me shall never thirst."
第四章第四节说，你们要早求他，他就早给你们活水了。
Chapter 4 tells us if you would have asked him, he would have already given you.
第七章第三十七节说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
And chapter 7 tells us if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
约翰福音第六章三十五节说，信我的就永远不渴。
And chapter 6 tells us if anyone believes in me, he shall never thirst.
我们最后读创世纪第二十四章。
Lastly, we turn to Genesis chapter 24.
我们读四十三和四十四节。
43 and 44.
创世纪二十四章四十三和四十四节。
Genesis chapter 24 verses 43 and 44.
好，我如今站在井旁，对那一个出来打水的女子说，请你把瓶里的水给我喝一点喝。她若说你只管喝，我也为你的骆驼打水，愿那女子就做耶和华给我主人儿子所预定的妻。这里面讲到亚伯拉罕的仆人为以撒来寻找一个妻子。
This story tells us that the servant of Abraham was seeking for a wife for Isaac.
而这个老仆人乃是要找一个能够把水打出来给他喝的人。
And this old servant is looking for a maiden who would draw the water for him to drink.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你就是我们生命的河。
Lord, we thank you because you are the river of life.
早晨我们聚集在你面前，我们何等盼望这生命的河流进我们的心。
This morning we gather before you and we desire that this river of life shall flow into our hearts.
好让我们里面能够满有你所赐的喜乐。
That we will be filled with the joy that you have given to us.
好让不管是天上的乌云或者是我们心中的忧愁，
whether it is the dark clouds above or the sorrows in our hearts,
就被这生命的河水就通通洗去了。
It will be all washed away by the river of life.
早晨，求你这样的恩待我们。
May you have mercy on us this morning.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们感谢神，神的恩典 就像一个生命的河一样。
We thank the Lord because His grace is like a river of life.
诗篇特别告诉我们，这是一个喜乐的河。
Psalm especially tells us that this is a river of delight.
因此，当这个河的河水临到我们的时候
，As this river flows to our hearts,
我们里面呢就有一个喜乐。
And we have a joy in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你有没有。思想过这件事。
Friend, sister, I don't know if you have ever thought about this.
如果没有河的话，就没有人人的文明存在。
Without a river, there's no existence of man's culture.
所有人化人类的文明的发源都是在一个大河的旁边。
All the man's culture and existence starts by a river.
我记得有一次，我到那个尼罗河，开罗的尼罗河。
I remember once I went to visit the River Nile in Cairo.
那是世界上很古老的一条河。
And that is one of the ancient rivers in this world.
你如果坐飞机到开罗的时候
，If you take a plane ride to Cairo,
你可以往那个尼罗河那个河这样去看它的话
，And you look towards the direction of the River Nile.
你可以看见呢，那个尼罗河是一条河，那是。是那个蓝色又带一点土的那个颜色。
And the river is blue with a little bit dirtish dirt color.
然后这个河呢是在那个旷野，那旷野的全是黄色的。
And this river is in the midst of the wilderness, and everything else is a desert color.
然后就在那个河的两旁边呢，有两条绿色的带子。
Along the river, there is two green lines.
就是所有。埃及的人就是靠着这两条绿色的带子而生活的。
And all the people of Egypt live along these two green lines.
那两条绿色的带子就是那里能够植物能够生长的地方。
And along these two green lines are the only place which vegetation exists.
若是没有尼罗河产生的这两条绿色的那个带子的话。
And without the River Nile that brings forth these two green lines,
这个埃及就不会有人能够居住的。
No one could have lived in Egypt.
也没有办法能够产生埃及的文明。
And we will not see the culture, the Egyptian culture.
实际上，你往各个世界上其他的国家来看的话，都是这样。
If you study all the cultures of this world, it happens the same way.
没有这个河的供应的话。
Without the provision of this river,
就没有这个植物的生长。
No vegetation will grow.
没有植物的生长，就没有人类的生存。
Without vegetation, men cannot exist.
同样，在我们属灵的这个生命也是这样。
It is the same towards our spiritual life.
这属灵的生命需要有这个属灵的河水的供应。
Our spiritual life needs provision from this spiritual river.
如果没有这样属灵的河水的供应，这属灵的生命就不能成长。
Without this river of life, our spiritual life cannot grow.
因此，当我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we are saved,
我们要常常来注重一件事。
We need to pay attention to one thing.
就是这生命的河水有没有流到我们的里面
？That is whether or not this river of life today flows into your heart.
我们所重视的不是今天我们认识了解有多少。
Today we don't pay attention how much knowledge we have gained.
每次我们来到主的面前
，Every time we come before the Lord's presence.
不管是我们是个人来到主的面前，或者是我们来到聚会的当中
，Whether individually or corporately.
我们所重视的是今天这个生命的水是不是流到我的心田。
What we need to take notice is whether or not this river life flows into my heart.
我记得十多年以前有一段时间。
I remember ten some years ago.
那时候我们常常喜欢在礼拜五晚上唱一首诗歌。
At that time we like to sing one song a Friday night.
那首诗歌叫《野地的花》。
And that is the flowers of the field.
那段时间弟兄姊妹非常喜欢唱那首诗歌。
At that time, everyone loves to sing that song.
那个时候很多的弟兄姊妹都是来美国不太久的。
At that time, most people just arrived in the United States for, they were newly arrivals.
而且很多人呢都是在这个 medical center 呢做研究的。
And many people were doing research work in the medical center area.
你们都知道，这个在 medical center 那些研究室的老板呢，都是很压榨人的。
You know that all the bosses in the medical center area is pressures their students a lot.
所以那些在研究室里面呢，做 工的那些中国人呢都是很辛苦的。
So those workers in the medical center areas lead a very pressured life.
他们也没有上班，也没有下班。
They don't have a set time to go to work nor get off work.
那实验没有做好嘛，就是继续在那里做。
As long as your lab experiment is not complete, you continue to work.
所以每次到礼拜五晚上，大家能够来聚会呢，都非常的高兴。
So every time that you have a free time to come on Friday night to for the meetings, everyone is full of
joy. 大家就特别喜欢唱这首诗歌，说天空的鸟儿从来不为生活忙。
And so people love to sing a song about the birds in the air that were never busy for their life.
虽然我们都很忙。
Even though we are very busy,
忙得累得不得了。
And we are so tired.
但是我们就喜欢在那里唱天空的鸟儿从来不为生活忙。
But we like to sing about the birds in the air who are never busy for his life.
但是这个诗歌在唱的时候啊，你会发现啊，你身上的那个忙碌啊，就被洗去了。
And as you sing this hymn, it seems like all the busyness in your life are washed away.
好像那个河把那个一个礼拜的那个辛劳哈、啊。那个重担那个怨气、啊、都洗去了
and the rivers of life have washed away all the pressures all your complaints all your tiredness
很多人都有心中的忧伤的
many people have sorrows in their hearts
因为有很多很多的问题
because many people are faced with all kinds of problems
但是在我们聚集在唱诗歌的时候
but as we gather together and sing the hymns
并不是神来解决我们的问题
It is not that God has resolved all our issues.
神乃是除去我们的忧伤。
But God has removed our sorrows.
弟兄姊妹，除去忧伤比解决问题还要重要啊。
Brother and sister, it is more important to remove our sorrows rather than to resolve our problems.
问题都会解决的。
Problems will resolve by itself.
迟早都会解决的。
Sooner or later, it will resolve by itself.
今天十年以后那些人身份的问题通通都解决了，没有一个没解决的。
Ten years later, all those people who were faced with the status problem and all things have been resolved.
今天不管你的问题是什么
，No matter what your problem is today,
十年以后一定解决了。
It will be resolved 10 years later.
我不知道神怎么解决。
I don't know how God did it.
但是神都会解决。
But He will.
但是问题是你的心中的忧伤能不能解决
？The problem is.Is the sorrows of your heart resolved?
这个需要生命的河水。
This requires the rivers of life.
我们不知道明天如何。
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
我们不知道我们前面的道路是怎么样。
We don't know the way that is set before us.
我们也不需要为明天的忧虑。
We don't need to worry for tomorrow.
我们求生命的河把今天我们心中的忧虑让那个河水带去。
We pray for the rivers of life that will wash away the worries in our hearts.
尼希米书里面有这么一句话。
Nehemiah has this verse.
这是非常宝贵的一句话。
And it's a precious verse.
也盼望这句话能够让我们牢牢地记在我们的心里面。
And I hope that we can also remember this word.
他说靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
He says, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
我们的力量是什么
？What is your strength?
我们的力量不是我的问题完全得到解答。
And our strength is not that our problems are completely resolved.
很多人没有问题的，但是没有力量的。
Many people who are not faced with any problems in life, yet they are also weak.
我们的力量不是事情上非常的顺利。
Our strength doesn't come because our life is smooth.
我们的力量乃是有靠神而来的喜乐。
Our strength is from the Lord.
这个人啊，特别是圣徒
，especially for the saints，
我们好像就是神所中所做的那一把琴啊。
We are like the instrument in God's hand。
这个琴如果不喜乐的话
，if this stringed instrument is not rejoicing，
就好像那个琴没有调好音。
It is like a string instrument out of tune。
如果这个琴没有调好音的话
，if this instrument is out of tune。
你给那个最会弹琴的人弹起来都不好听的。
Even you ask the maestro to play it, he will not make a beautiful music.
不管是什么样的人，就是最好的那个 concert master 来弹都不好听。
Even the concert master cannot make beautiful instrument with an instrument that is out of tune.
但是一个琴如果调好音的话
，But if the instrument is in tune,
那就非常的容易能够把一个好的诗歌能够弹出来。
Then it is very easy to play a beautiful music.
而这个调好音呢，就代表一个人里面有喜乐。
And this instrument that is tuned represent a man with joy in their heart.
当我们里面有了那个喜乐以后，
When we have this joy in our hearts,
我们这个人不管是说什么都是好的。
No matter what we say, it will be good.
如果我们这个人里面没有喜乐的话，
If you have no joy in your hearts,
我们所说的常常不能够带给人喜乐。
Whatever we say cannot bring joy to other people.
因此我们在跟随主的路上要常常注意我里面有没有喜乐。
So as we follow the Lord, we need to take note whether or not we have joy in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨你有没有喜乐？
And sister, do you have joy in your heart this morning?
不是昨天有没有喜乐。
It is not if you have joy yesterday.
也不是明天你会不会喜乐。
Or will you have joy tomorrow?
现在。
But right now,
就是现在这个时刻，
right now at this moment,
你有没有那个喜乐？
Do you have the joy?
如果你没有的话，
If you don't have the joy,
我们要让神把那个生命的河流到我们的心里面。
We need to let God direct the river of life into our hearts.
好，叫我们里面有那个天上来的喜乐。
So that we will have the heavenly joy.
以西结书告诉我们哈，
Ezekiel tells us,
他说这个河水流到那个沿海里面，就让那个水变甜了。
And this water flows into the salt sea, and it makes the water fresh.
我们人生呢，基本上是苦的。
Our life is full of bitterness.
我不知道你们同不同意我说的话。
I don't know if you agree to my saying.
很多人都在点头啊。
Many people are nodding their head.
人生基本上。是痛苦的。
Basically, our life is bitter.
从人出生的那一刻呢，就相当的痛苦。
From the moment of our birth, we already taste bitterness.
不但是那个母亲痛苦。
Not only the mother tastes bitterness.
那个孩子也很痛苦。
It's bitterness for the baby.
我记得我有一个孩子出生的时候。
I remember the childbirth, the birth of one of my child.
那个孩子出来的时候呢？我吓一大跳。
When the child came out, I was shocked.
因为呢，他的身体呢，一半呢是蓝色的。
Because half the body was blue.
因为在出来的那个过程中呢，挣扎的太厉害。
Because the child struggled too much as it was trying to come out.
所以他就缺了氧气。
And it was lacking oxygen.
所以出来的时候呢，人一半是蓝色的。
So when the baby came out, half the baby was blue.
我从来没有看过一个蓝色的孩子啊。
I've never seen a blue baby before.
然后呢，他出来的时候也没有哭。
And when the baby came out, didn't cry.
所以呢，很快呢就他们就带走了。
And so quickly they rushed the baby away.
然后过了大概十几分钟又带回来了。
And about 10 minutes or so, they bring the baby back.
那个颜色呢就好很多了。
And the color improved greatly.
这就代表这个人出生呢。是经过很大的痛苦的。
And this tells us as the baby was born, it also went through a great bitterness.
那不但是这个孩子，那母亲的那个痛苦也是很大。
Not only for the baby, but the mother's pain is also great.
这是我实在是亲身的看见那个痛苦啊。
This I have personally witnessed.
我记得也就是这个孩子出生以后呢，那个母亲就在休息的时候。
After this baby was born and as the mother recovers,
那个时候我就向神做一个祷告。
At that time, I prayed to God.
我说如果将来啊，如果我跟我妻子吵架的时候，
In the future, if I ever argue with my wife again,
你就要让我想起今天。
You let me remember to this moment.
那这样呢，我就不会跟她吵架了。
This way, I will not argue and fight with her anymore.
所以今天呢，我对那个弟兄对姊妹不好的啊。
And so today, if I am not good or kind to,
如果有弟兄对姊妹不好的。
Oh, if a brother who is not kind to his wife.
而他们两个有小孩的。
And they also have children.
那我对弟兄们就不太原谅。
Then I cannot forgive the brother.
如果你曾经在那里经看见过那个生产的痛苦的话，
If you have ever witnessed the pain of birth, a childbirth,
你怎么能够对你的妻子不好？
How can you not be kind and good to your wife?
如果 如果 有姊妹发现弟兄对你不好的话，
if a sister finds out that your husband is not good to you，
而你们有小孩，
and you also have children，
你就告诉我，
then you come and tell me，
我会去找你弟兄，
I will go find your husband，
我要跟他好好的交通一下，
and I will have a good long fellowship with him，
我会告诉他你是岂有此理，
I will tell him that he has no reason。
弟兄姊妹，
Sisters.
那时候我就这样向主的祷告。
That was a prayer for me at that time.
因为实在是很痛苦。
Because truly it was painful.
我们要记得那个母亲所受的痛苦。
We need to remember the pain that the mother went through.
人生哦，真是很痛苦。
Our life is truly full of pain.
所以摩西说只有四个字来描写我们的人生哈。
And so Moses said that these few words would describe our life.
第一个字是什么？
What is the first word?
老。第二个字是什么？
苦。
苦。第三个字是什么？
Bitter.
愁。第四个字是什么？
烦。
弟兄姊妹，圣经读得不错哈。老、苦、愁、烦。
Toil and labors.
这就是我们的人生啊。
This describe our life.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
当这个生命的河流到我们里面以后，
As the river of life flows into our hearts,
带给我们喜乐。
It brings joy to us.
我很喜欢呢，与这个刚蒙恩的，特别是刚受浸的人来交通。
I really like to fellowship with brothers and sisters who are just saved or just baptized.
因为他们常常让我再一次看见这个生命的河水。
Because oftentimes I can see that the river of life.
但有的人就告诉我啊，
Some people would tell me,
他说我没有受浸以前，
Before I was baptized,
我碰到这件事情我就很愁，
As I encountered this situation, I would be full of worries.
但是我信主了以后啊，
But after I believed in God,
我碰到同样一件事，
I encountered the same issue,
我好像不像以前那么愁了，
I don't have as much worry as before.
从前我碰到这样的事，
Formerly as I encountered the
same, 我就很烦，
I would be full I will be frustrated.
今天我碰到同样一件事，
But today I encountered the same thing.
让我不烦了。
I am not frustrated anymore.
这是因为生命的水流进到我们的里面。
That is because of the river of life entered into your heart.
这让我们里面有了那个喜乐。
And it has given you joy.
这个水就变甜了。
This water becomes fresh.
弟兄姊妹，虽然刚才我跟你讲了很多人生的痛苦啊，
and sister, even though I have just told you many of the pains and sufferings in life,
但是你知道这个苦里面有甜的。
But you know that in all the sufferings there is sweetness.
当你看见那个孩子在那里有生命的时候，
when you see that there is life in this baby,
哎，这个母亲啊，这个父亲都非常的喜乐。
And the father and the mother is filled with joy.
过了一两年的痛苦就忘记了。
After 2 years, they have already forgotten about the pain.
要生老二了。
They are ready for the second baby.
你看这个虽然是有苦啊，
although there is suffering,
但是只要有生命就有甜。
As long as there is life, there is sweetness.
只要有生命就有价值。
As long as there is life, there is value.
所以翁弟兄呢，他们现在就有五个哈。
That's why our brother James Wong has 5 children.
那如果真那么苦的话，
if it is truly of all suffering,
那两个就差不多了哈。
Then after 2, they should stop.
那一定是里面还有甜的。
It is because they taste the sweetness.
那个甜乃是从生命里面产生的。
And the sweetness arises from life.
弟兄姊妹，就生命能够带给我们那个甜。
Only life.Will bring us that sweetness.
因此，当神的生命进到我们的当中的时候，
so as the life of God enter into us,
无论那个环境是怎么样的苦，
no matter what circumstances you're in,
无论那个环境是怎么样的烦，
no matter how bitter and how much suffering you're in,
我们里面呢就是有一个甜。
We always have the sweetness in our heart.
这就是我们的救恩。
That is our salvation.
这是以西结书告诉我们的，能够使水变甜。
This is what Ezekiel told us, that the water will be made fresh and
sweet. 那以赛亚书35:6告诉我们呢？
And Isaiah 35 tells us.
他说这个水啊，生命河的水能够让瘸子跳跃像鹿。
And this river of life will cause the lame to leap like a deer.
能够让哑巴的舌头来歌唱。
And cause the tongue of the dumb to shout for joy.
我们人啊，在基本上都有一点瘸子的那个现象。
Basically, as men, we always had this circumstances of a crippled,
因为我们所知道的事情我们不一定能够做得到。
Because there are many things we know, yet we can't do.
就像那个瘸子一样。
Just like the lame.
瘸子能够知道走路的道理。
The lame knows the principle of walking.
但是他没有走路的力量。
But he lacks the strength to walk.
就算他勉强可以走的话。
Even if he can manage to walk.
他碰到一个障碍的时候，他没有办法越过去的。
When he encounters an obstacle, he cannot cross over it.
我们今天也是这样。
We're the same today.
在人生的路上，我们会遇到一些障碍。
In our life, we will often encounter obstacles.
在这个障碍之前，我们像瘸子一样。
And before these obstacles, we're just like a lame man.
我们没有办法越过这个障碍。
We cannot leap over it.
但是这个生命的河进到我们里面。
But as the river of life enters into us,
这个瘸子就变成鹿了。
This lame became a deer.
这个鹿呢会跳过这些障碍。
And the deer are able to leap over these obstacles.
生命的河水不是把那个障碍移去的。
The river of life is not to remove these obstacles.
生命的河水是让我们的生命改变成为一个跳跃的生命。
This river of life is to change our life so that we have a life that can leap over.
因为当你的生命改变以后，不但这个障碍你能跳过，将来的障碍你都能跳过。
When your life is changed, not only you can leap over this obstacle, but also the obstacles to come.
我们人生中有许许多多的障碍的。
For in our life, we have many, many obstacles.
因此我们需要这生命的河水来到我们的心中。
We need this river of life to enter into our heart.
让我们这个人呢，脱离那瘸子的生命。
So that we can live a life of a layman.
有一个像鹿一样那跳跃的生命。
That we can gain a life like a deer that can leap.
礼拜四晚上黄弟兄给我打一个电话。
Thursday night, our brother Huang called me.
他说他礼拜五不能来了。
He says, I cannot come this Friday.
我说你这怎么不能来了呢？
He said, why you can't come this Friday?
他说我要开刀，我不能来了。
He says, I'm going to have a surgery, so I can't come.
他说要三点钟，礼拜五三点他要开刀。
He says, Friday at 3, I will have a surgery.
那我说这个，那你就好好的休息啊。
So I told the brother, take rest.
然后他又跟我提到，我说礼拜六还有聚会哈。
And then he mentioned there's a meeting on Saturday night.
他说礼拜六我看看我能不能来哈。
He said, I will try to come on Saturday night.
我说你就别来了吧。
I said, don't come.
你好好休息吧。
You should rest.
礼拜五才开刀，礼拜六来聚会干嘛呢？
If you just had surgery Friday, why do you want to come to the meeting on Saturday?
礼拜六早晨我再跟他打个电话。
I called him Saturday morning.
我说你开刀了怎么样啊？
I said, how was your surgery?
他说很好啊。
He said it was pretty good.
他说下午我看我能来我就来哈。
And so I think maybe I can come in the afternoon.
礼拜六下雨天哈。
Saturday was a rainy day.
天气不是太好。
Not a great weather.
但是呢我们聚会的时候啊，黄弟兄真的来了。
But in our meeting, our brother Huang showed up.
我们弟兄姊妹都非常受感动啊。
And all the brothers and sisters were encouraged.
没有被这个障碍所拦阻。
He was not stopped by the obstacle in front of him.
一方面没有被身体的障碍所拦阻。
On one hand, he was not stopped by the obstacle in his body.
也没有被这个天气的障碍所拦阻。
He was not stopped by the obstacle presented from the weather.
他仍然来到聚会的当中。
He still came to the meeting.
而且给我们做了一个非常好的交通。
And he also gave us a wonderful sharing.
如果是你没有来，昨天晚上没有来的话。
If you didn't come last night.
你问问那个来的人。
You can ask those people who came.
我们昨天晚上的交通是非常非常的好。
We had wonderful sharing last night.
特别是黄弟兄的交通。
Especially Brother Huang's sharing.
所以我们在主的面前啊，要学习不要，不要 miss 掉一个聚会。
And so as we learn before the Lord, we need to learn not to miss out on any meetings.
昨天晚上没有来聚会的人是非常的可惜。
It is truly pitiful for those brothers and sisters who didn't show up last night.
那算是我们最近比较好的一次聚会。
Because that was one of the better meetings we had last night.
我相信乃是因为这个生命的河来供应我们。
I believe it's because the river of life came to provide.
这下雨不算什么哈。
Rain is nothing.
很多的时候这些事情都成为我们的障碍。
Yet many times we allow these things to become our obstacles.
我们再读一处圣经。
We will read another verse.
以赛亚书二十三章。
Isaiah 23.
我们要读第三节。
Verse 3.
好，我们来读。在大水之上，西赫的粮食，尼罗河的庄稼，是推罗的进项，他做列国的大码头。这里面讲到有一个城市叫推罗。
Here it tells us there's a city called Tyre.
这个推罗是在地中海的沿岸。
And this is a city along the Mediterranean Sea.
它是一个很大的一个市场。
It is a great market.
所以在各地的粮食都运到这个推罗。
So all the grains from all nations are shipped to Tyre.
然后从推罗呢又再运到各地去。
And from Tyre, it was shipped to other nations.
所以这里面呢，中文叫大码头。
And so the Chinese calls this city as the Great Port.
可以说呢，还有另外一个翻译哈。
And there's another translation.
就是益处。
That is profit.
所以推罗是各个国家的一个益处。
Tyre is the profit for all nations.
当我们被神的这个生命的河所浇灌以后，
When we have been watered by the river of life,
神乃是有一个目的，要我们成为众人的一个益处。
God has a purpose in mind that we shall become the profit to others.
神不是要我们在这里堆积他的恩典。
God doesn't want us just to store up His grace.
神乃是要我们把这个恩典呢，能够散出去。
But He wants us to dispense the grace.
我觉得在神的儿女当中啊，有两种。
I find there's two types of children of God.
大家来想一想啊，你是哪一种？
And you can examine yourself to see which one you are.
第一种。
The first kind.
这种神的儿女呢，像仓库一样。
These children of God are like a storehouse.
它是一个仓库。
They're like a warehouse.
所以神的恩典呢，临到他的以后呢，他就把它拿起来了，仓库里面堆好。
And as he received the grace of God, he placed them in his warehouse.
这个仓库呢，慢慢就堆满了。
And gradually the warehouse will be filled.
根据我的观察呢，大概两三年就堆满了。
According to my observation, it takes about 2 to 3 years to fill the warehouse.
有的人仓库大，有的人仓库小哈。
Some has a larger warehouse, some has smaller warehouse.
但是平均起来呢，大概两三年呢，仓库住满了。
But average speaking, it takes 2 to 3 years to fill up the warehouse.
如果这个人继续做仓库的话，
If this person remains to be a warehouse,
在蒙恩得救三年以后呢，就不会有什么改变。
And after 3 years after he's saved, he will no longer have much change.
除非他把这个仓库打开。
Until he opens up his warehouse.
要不然从他第三年呢到第三十年是一模一样的。
Otherwise, from his year 3 to year 30, he will remain the same.
这是第一种神的儿女。
This is the first type of children of God.
叫做仓库。
They're called the warehouse.
我们当中有没有仓库？
Do we have any warehouse among us?
还有第二种。
There's a second type.
这种神的儿女呢叫做市场。
This type is called the market.
这个市场呢本身呢是没有仓库的。
The market doesn't have any storage space.
每天呢很多的货物拿到市场里面来。
Every day many goods will be brought to the market.
然后晚上呢那个货物呢又被人拿走了。
At night all the goods will be taken away.
它本身没有留下什么。
The market by itself doesn't have anything.
它有很多的进入，那它有很多的流出。
There's a lot of incoming and outgoing.
这是第二种基督徒。
This is the second type of Christian.
这是神所要寻找的基督徒。
And this is the Christian that God is seeking.
要让我们在他的面前呢，像推罗一样。
And before him, we will be like the city of Tyre.
无论我们所蒙受了多少的恩典。
No matter how much grace we receive.
我们就把这个恩典能够分散出去。
We would dispense the same amount out.
弟兄姊妹，这个市场实在是一个城市的一个脉搏。
Brand sister, the market is truly the pulse of a city.
如果没有这样一个市场的功能的话，
If we do not have the function of a market,
那个城市也不能够运转。
And this city will not be able to move.
因此，我实在盼望我们弟兄姊妹来思想这件事。
I truly want our brand sisters to consider this issue.
在神的面前能够有一点的寻求。
that you will seek before the before God.
如果你觉得你信主蒙恩这几年好像没有太多的改变。
If you find that you have not changed all these years that you have been saved.
我们来想想是不是因为我做了仓库的关系。
Then consider whether or not is it because you have become a warehouse.
因为这个仓库很容易就满了。
Because a warehouse is easily filled.
那我们怎么样能够来做市场呢？
How can we become a market?
我想有几件很简单的事。
There are several things that's easy.
就能够让你变成市场。
And that will help you to become a market.
头一件事
The first thing,
当神蒙恩你蒙世人给你拯救你以后
and after God has grace upon you and saved you
你要做一个感恩赞美的人
you have to be a person that offers thanksgiving and praises
你要学习在人的面前来感恩来赞美
learn to give him thanks and praises before man
当你做感恩赞美的时候
when you are able to give praises to him
这个神的恩典就从你的身上出去了
this grace of Godis dispensed from you.
因此我们每一个蒙恩的人
So everyone who is saved
要学习来做感恩赞美
We need to learn to be one who gives thanks.
无论是在什么地方
No matter where you are
无论在什么时间
Or what situation you're in
我们要起来要感恩要起来赞美
Rise up to give thanks and give praise.
这样叫我们这个人不做一个仓库
This way we will not become a warehouse.
这是第一啊
This is the first thing.
第二
Secondly,
如果你听到了主的话
if you have heard the word of God,
你就照主的话去行
do according to his word.
如果你愿意照主的话去行的话
if you're willing to do according to his word,
你一去做
as soon as you do it,
你就把这个仓库里面的东西呢就拿出去了
you have cleared out all the items in this warehouse.
举一个比方说
for example,
如果你听到主说要饶恕人
If you heard the word of God to forgive others,
你不去做
you don't do it,
你就把这个饶恕人的道理呢堆在你的仓库里面
then you have put this principle of forgiveness back into your warehouse.
如果你听见这个饶恕人的道理
but if you heard the principle of forgiving others,
你就在主的面前靠着主的恩典来饶恕你的仇敌
by the grace of God, you forgive your enemies.
你就把这个所得到的东西又从仓库里面又送出去了。
Then you have passed out what you have stored in your warehouse.
我们常常从主领受许许多多的命令。
We have often received many commandments from the Lord.
我们都没有去做。
And we have not abide by them.
所以现在仓库满得很。
That's why our warehouse is so full.
满了主的命令。
It is full of His commands.
我们要去清一清啊。
We need to go and clear them out.
把那些拿出来。实行一下
take them out and use them
好叫那个仓库里面的东西能够再流入出去
so all the items in the warehouse will flow out
如果今天我们蒙恩得救了
if today we're saved
这神的恩典临到我们
and the grace of God comes upon us
我们要把这个恩典告诉我们周围的人
we need to tell others about this grace
当我们把恩典告诉别人的时候
and when we share his grace to others
这个恩典就不扣留在我们的身上
you're not keeping this grace in within yourself
所以这是几件非常简单的事
and these are very simple things
每一个人都能做到的。
Each one of us can do it.
第一个就是要来感恩赞美。
First is to give thanks.
第二要按照神所说的命令去做。
Second is do according to his words.
第三个要把福音传给别人。
Third is to preach the gospel to others.
如果我们从蒙恩的那一天开始就做这样的人的话。
If we have been doing these three things from the day that we are saved.
我们就是有仓库都不会满的。
Then our warehouse will never be filled.
因此神的恩典可以不断地领导我们。
And God's grace can continuously flow to us.
因此我们对神的认识能够增加。
And our knowledge of God will increase.
因为我们看见不断地有新的恩典。
Because we continue to see fresh grace.
每天早晨那个市场来的东西都是新鲜的。
Each day all the goods that comes to the market is fresh.
但是如果你是一个仓库的话
But if you are a warehouse,
每天早晨你仓库打开都是旧的东西。
Whenever you open your warehouse in the morning, it is always stale things.
那还是你蒙恩头三年的东西呢。
And all these are the items you have stored during the first three years of your salvation.
那不能让我们里面有一个新鲜的感觉。
It will not give you a freshness.
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来，来让这个活水继续不断的来临到我们。
And sister, rise up so the river of life will continue to flow into you.
以赛亚书十二章第三节那里告诉我们，他说你们必从救恩的泉源取水。
Isaiah 12 tells us that you will draw water from the spring of salvation.
我相信我们都盼望那神的水能够临到我们。
I'm sure that all of us wants the water of God to come to us.
我们怎么能够从救恩的泉源来取水呢？
But how can we draw water from the spring of salvation?
我想从约翰福音里面的三处的圣经，我们来一同思想怎么样从救恩的泉源取水。
I think from the three scriptures found in John, we can consider how we can draw water from the spring of
salvation. 第一处就是约翰福音第四章第十节那里的那一句话。
First is found in chapter 4 of John.
主耶稣说你必早求他，他也必早给你活水了。
Jesus said that if you have asked him, he will have already given you.
我们早晨呢，也在读诗篇。
In the morning, we also read Psalms.
礼拜六早晨我们在读诗篇，我们才刚开始。
And Saturday morning in our prayer group, we also began to read the Psalms.
我们读了第十篇，读了十篇。
We have already read 10 Psalms.
我们在过去这几个月里面呢，就发现了大卫生活的一个秘诀。
In these past few months, we discovered the secret of David's life.
我们发现大卫和我们这些人差不了太多。
We find that David is very similar in nature to us.
大卫也是很容易对周围的环境产生一个失望。
He will often become disappointed to his life.
大卫也对一些人有很多的不满。
He's also unhappy with many people around him.
但是大卫与我们有一点不同。
But one thing that is different about him.
他知道到什么地方去取水。
He knows where to draw his water.
每一篇大卫的诗篇呢，就好像是让我们看见一个人怎么样到神的面前来取水。
Each psalm that written by David shows us how a man can come to God to draw water.
因此，大卫的诗篇是我们早晨来读的一个非常好的一个经文。
And that's why it is wonderful to read the psalms in the morning.
我们就看见一个人如何在各样的环境的当中到神的面前从他的救恩的泉源来取水。
We will see how a man can draw water from the spring of salvation in different kind of situations.
就像主说的，我们如果能够求的话，
Just like Jesus said, if you had asked,
而这个水就早就赐给你们了。
I would have already given you living water.
因为神是乐意把这生命的水赐给我们。
Because he desires to give you living water.
但是我们需要知道要向他求。
But we need to know to ask from him.
我们要知道神的恩赐。
We need to know of his gifts.
也知道那个问我们的人是谁。
We also need to know who that asks us this question.
这是头一个来从救恩泉源来取水的方法。
This is the first method to draw water from the spring of salvation.
我们每一天都要能够来取水。
Every day we need to know how to draw water.
在约翰福音第七章的三十七节那里告诉我们第二个取水的路。
And chapter 7 verse 37 tells us the second method.
在第二个经文里面他说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
所以这第二个路呢，就是要到主的面前来。
So the second way is to come before the Lord.
我们人渴是因为人不肯来。
Many times we're thirsty is because we're unwilling to come to him.
我们若肯来到神的面前，
If we're willing to come to him,
而这个就让我们有水可以喝。
He will give us water to drink.
那人为什么来不了呢？
Why is it that man cannot come to Jesus?
如果这么容易的一件事来就可以喝的话，人为什么不来呢？
This is such a simple method, just come and drink. Why is it that we can't come?
我想有一个原因哈。
I think there's a reason.
就是我们被挤住了。
That we are stuck.
被什么东西挤住了呢？
Why are we stuck?
乃是被荆棘挤住了。
We're stuck by the thorns and thistles.
就在那个撒种的比喻里面，就告诉我们有一些种子撒在那个荆棘的当中。
In the parable of the sower, it tells us some of the seeds have fallen in the lands of thorns and thistles.
那个种子就长不起来。
And the plant cannot grow.
那个荆棘就把它挤住了。
Because the thorns and thistles have choked the life.
主耶稣告诉我们什么是荆棘。
And Jesus tells us what are the thorns and thistles.
他说有三个东西。
There are three things.
第一个是什么？
What is the first one?
今生的思虑。
And the worries of life.
第二个是钱财。
Second is money.
第三是宴乐。
Third is pleasure.
这三个东西把我们缠住了。
These three things choked us up.
没有在这个之外的。
There's nothing you find outside these three.
你若不是被今生的思虑所缠住。
If you're not choked by the worries of life.
你就是被钱财所缠住。
Then you are bound by the money.
或者你被宴乐所缠住。
Or you're occupied by pleasure.
因此你不能到神的面前来。
And that's why you can't come to the Lord.
当神看见那个少年的官的时候，
When God see this young ruler,
那个少年的官实在是好像非常的要跟随神。
It seems like this young ruler really wants to follow the Lord.
但是我们主知道这个少年人是被缠住的一个人。
But our Lord Jesus knows that he's a man who is being tangled up.
我们人看不出来。
Man cannot see it.
但是主知道这个少年的官被缠住了。
But the Lord knows.That he is under bondage.
所以今天神知道我们每一个人被什么事所缠住。
Today the Lord also know what kind of bondage you have in your life.
人不知道的。
Men will not see.
但是你知道的。
But you know.
神也知道。
And God knows.
因此神就对那个少年的官说。
And God tells the young ruler.
他说你要变卖一切。
You have to sell everything.
神为什么对这个少年官讲这句话？
Why did God tell this particular young ruler this thing?
主耶稣为什么不对撒该讲这句话？
Why didn't God tell Zacchaeus this thing?
因为主耶稣知道撒该没有被这些事缠住。
Because Jesus knows that Zacchaeus is not under the bondage of these things.
所以他不需要对撒该讲这样的话。
So he doesn't have to speak such words to Zacchaeus.
但他必须要对少年的官讲这句话。
But he must tell these words to the young ruler.
因为少年的官被钱财所缠住了。
And because he's under the bondage of money.
被缠住的人就不能来啊。
When he is tangled up with money, he cannot come to drink.
不能来的人就不能喝。
And those who cannot come cannot drink.
因此当主耶稣进到撒该的家里面的时候，
Therefore, when Jesus entered into the house of Zacchaeus,
主没有对撒该讲什么。
Jesus didn't say much to Zacchaeus.
撒该自己说，我把我的财产都卖掉。
But he volunteered and said, I will sell all my belongings.
好像这个撒该呢就做了那个少年官该做的事一样。
Zacchaeus had done what the rich young ruler ought to have done.
因为当撒该看见主耶稣的那一天，
The day that Zacchaeus had seen the Lord Jesus.
他就从那个荆棘里面就已经被释放了。
He has been set free from thorns and thistles.
因此那一天在他的家里面，撒该的里面是充满生命的水。
And that day in Zacchaeus' house, he is filled with the living water.
所以呢，财产卖掉一半不要紧。
He sold half of his possessions.
因为里面已经充满了生命了。
It doesn't matter to him because his heart is filled with living water.
主乃是看我们有没有被缠住。
The Lord Jesus looked at us to see whether or not we're under any kind of bondage.
主不一定要我们的钱。
He doesn't just want our money.
但是主不要我们被钱财所缠住。
But he doesn't want us to be tangled up by money.
如果我们是这样的一个情形的话，
If this is our circumstance,
我们要来到主的面前。
We need to come before him.
在约翰福音第六章三十五节，
In John chapter 6, 35,
那里告诉我们怎么样来取水。
There it tells us how to draw water.
他说信我的就永远不渴。
He who believes in me shall never thirst.
所以这还有一个取水的方法。
Here's another method to draw water.
叫做信。
That is called believes.
我想这需要一点的解释。
I think I need to explain this a little.
那个时候在撒玛利亚的地方有这么一口井叫雅各井。
At that time in the land of Samaria, there is a well called the Well of Jacob.
在旧约圣经里面没有提到这个井。
And in the Old Testament, you do not find this well.
那有一些人做了研究以后呢，告诉我们这是一口非常深的一个井。
And some people, after they have done some study, they discover this is a very deep well.
这个井有好几百尺那么深。
Several hundred feet deep.
这个井啊，一直打到那个岩石，然后穿过岩石，到岩石下面来接那个水。
And this water had penetrated the rock layer below, to touch the water source.
所以这是一个非常深的井啊。
So this is a very deep well.
那撒玛利亚就对主耶稣说，他说这个井很深啊。
And the woman of Samaria said, "This is a deep well."
他说你没有打水的器具，从哪里得活水呢？
You don't have any tools to draw the water. Where can you find living water?
所以当人要在雅各井打水的时候。
So when man wants to draw water from the well of Jacob,
他需要有一个打水的器具。
He must have a tool.
然后呢，他要用绳子把这个打水的器具放进这个井的里面。
And he must have a long rope to let down this tool.
因为这个井有几百尺的深。
And because this well is several hundred feet deep.
所以他要把绳子要往这个井里面一直放。
He needs to continue to release the rope into the well.
放了四十尺、五十尺还不够。
It is not enough if you just let down 40 or 50 feet of ropes.
我们有的人呢，放了40尺、50尺以后呢，还没水呢，我们就停止了。
Some of us, after we let down 40 or 50 feet of rope and we still didn't find water, we will stop right there.
我们觉得我也做了，我也打水了，40尺、50尺下去还没水啊。
We felt that, yeah, I have already tried. I've done my best. I've let down 40 or 50 feet of rope and there's no water.
什么是信心呢？
What is faith?
信心就是再放五十尺下去。
Faith is to put down another 50 feet of rope.
那还没水。
Still no water.
什么是信心呢
？What is faith?
再放五十尺下去。
Let down another 50 feet.
什么是信心呢
？What is faith?
就是一直放，一直放。
It's continue to let down more ropes.
把这个打井的打水的器具一直放下去。
To continue to put this tool to draw water down into the deep.
一直等到。这个打水的器具碰着那个水
，until the tool touches the water，
这叫信心。
This is faith。
我们在信心的功课的一个错误在这里。
Our misconception of the lesson of faith is this。
我们把那个桶放下去以后
，we will put down the vessel。
放了五十尺
，we put down about 50 feet。
还没有
，nothing。
我们就停止了。
Then we stop right there.
让我们等候神做工。
We're waiting for God to do something.
再放五十尺吧。
Put down another 50 feet.
又等下来。
And we stop again.
等候神做工。
We're waiting for God to do something.
不，再放吧。
No, you need to let down even more.
再放吧。
Put down even more.
因为你知道有水。
Because you know there's water down there.
这叫信心。
That is faith.
你为什么停下来
？Why do you stop？
你不知道有没有水。
It's because you don't know whether or not there's water.
这可能没有水。
Maybe there's no water.
所以你停下来了。
That's why you stop.
如果你真相信有水的话
，If you truly believe there's water down there，
你就再放。
You will continue to let down the rope.
你就再放。
You will let down more rope.
一直到那个器具碰到那个水了。
Until the vessel touches the water.
还没完呢。
Yes, it doesn't end there.
你还没拿到水呢。
You still have not attained water.
这个时候你就舀那个水。
And this moment you need to draw the water.
然后你要把那个绳往回收。
And then you need to bring back the rope.
因为这个井两三百尺哈。
And because this well is 200-300 feet deep.
你感觉上有水。
You can feel the water.
但是你没看见。
But you have not seen the water yet.
你根本没有看见这个水。
You have not seen the water.
但是你知道有水。
But you know there's water in the vessel.
这叫信心。
That is faith.
当神在信心的功课上给我们操练，就是这样。
When God exercises our faith, this is how He does it.
你祷告的时候。
When you pray.
你祷告。
You will pray.
你又祷告。
You prayed again.
这是放绳子。
You're letting down the rope.
还祷告。
You continue to pray.
主还没有垂听，我还祷告。
God hasn't listened to my prayers. I continue to pray.
祷告到什么时候呢
？When do you stop praying?
祷告到那个碰到水为止。
You pray until the vessel hits the water.
祷告到那个有一天呐、啊，那个水流到你的里面。
You pray until that day the water flows into you.
然后有一天你祷告的时候，那个水充满在你的里面。
You pray until that living water fills your heart.
你就知道主听你祷告了。
Then you know God has answered your prayer.
你知道这个是成就了。
You know that He has accomplished His work, a promise.
然后你往回收。
And then you retrieve the rope.
这时候你不求了。
This time you don't ask anymore.
因为你已经感觉到水了。
Because you can already feel the water.
所以你就往回收。
You continue to retrieve the rope.
但是事情还是没有成就啊。
But you still didn't see the things done.
还是没有看到水啊。
You still have not seen the water.
但是你已经得着那个把握了。
But this you have already gained assurance.
这个时候你就要往回收了。
And you continue to retrieve the rope.
而且你要不停地往回收。
You have to continue to retrieve.
你不能收到五十次以后太累了停下来了。
You cannot retrieve 50 feet of rope and you say, I'm too tired, I'm going to stop right here.
因为那个水已经在哪里了。
Because I know the water is already there.
神的应许已经给你了。
God has already given you a promise.
你要再往回收。
You need to continue to retrieve.
一直等到那个水从那个井里面打出来。
Until you draw the water out of the well.
这个叫做信心。
This is faith.
这是一个信心的操练。
This is the exercise of our faith.
也是信心的一个功课。
It is also the lesson of faith.
只有在信心的里面，我们来成为一个欢然取水的人。
Only in faith we can be people who draws water joyously.
弟兄姊妹，这个取水打水是要操练的。
Brother and sister, it takes exercise to draw water.
那是一个井，而不是一个自来水的。
And because it is a well, it is not a water faucet.
我们看见今天神在这个世上在寻找一些人。
We see that today God is seeking for particular people.
就好像雅各的那个仆人，不是亚伯拉罕的仆人，为以撒在寻找妻子一样。
Just like the servant of Abraham who is seeking a bride.For Isaac.
这个老仆人是非常有智慧的。
This old servant is full of wisdom.
他身上有一个很大的一个责任。
He has a great responsibility on him.
就是为他的主人的儿子找一个妻子。
That is to find a bride for his master's son.
这个老仆人就代表圣灵。
And this old servant represents the Holy Spirit.
而这个以撒就代表我们的主。
And Isaac represents our Lord Jesus.
就圣灵要为这个基督找一个心腹。
The Holy Spirit is searching for a bride for Christ.
那他要找什么样的人呢？
And what kind of people should he find?
他要找一个人能够从这个井里面把水打出来的人。
He must look for a person who is able to draw water from the well.
然后能够把这个水来供应其他的人的人。
And he's able, and the person must draw the water to supply to other people.
他要找一个能够从救恩的泉源欢然取水的人。
He's looking for people who can draw water joyously from the spring of salvation.
当他发现利百加的时候，
When he discovered Rebecca,
他就说这是神所给他预备的。
He said, "This is the one God has prepared."
因为利百加能够从这个井的里面把水打出来。
Because Rebecca was able to draw water from the well.
不但让老仆人能够得到供应。
Not only quenched the thirst of the old servant.
她让所有的骆驼都能够得到水。
She even watered all the camels.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart's desire.
让我们都来。做一个打水的人。
That we all become people who are able to draw water.
不然让我们心里面自己得到饱足。
Not only that we will have water in our hearts.
我们能够像那推罗一样。
But we will be like the city of Tyre.
我们成为一个市场。
We become a marketplace.
好像一个码头。
Like a great port.
让神的恩典不断从我们身上经过。
So that God's grace can continuously pass through us.
让生命的河不仅只留在我们的身上，
And the river of life will not just remain in us，
从我们的身上还能够继续涌流出去，
But it will flow through us。
弟兄姊妹，这是神的心意。
This is God's heart's desire。
这也是神对我们的呼召。
This is also His calling to us。
要呼召我们起来做一个打水的人。
Call us to become people who draws water。
不要让我们仅是停留在享受神的恩典。
Don't just remain in the situation of enjoying His grace.
让这个生命的河，这也是这个喜乐的河。
That this river of life, which is the river of delight,
天天把神的丰富带到我们的心窝，
will flow into our hearts daily.
也让我们起来，把这个水再传出去。
That we will rise up to pass out the water.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢我们赞美你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your grace.
因为你到如今没有丢弃我们。
Because you have not forsaken us until today.
你仍然愿意把你丰富的恩典来临在我们的身上。
You still desire to give us your abundant grace.
我们早晨再为你的恩典来感谢你。
This morning we gave thanks to your grace.
我们愿意做一个感恩的人。
We want to be people who offers to you thanksgiving.
我们愿意常常来歌颂你。
We want to often come to praise you.
我们也愿意你来吸引我们。
We ask that you draw our hearts.
把我们从各样的荆棘里面释放出来。
And release us from all kinds of thorns and thistles.
让我们可以到你的面前。
So that we're able to come before you.
我们也求你兴起许多能够为你的缘故来打水的人。
We also ask you to raise people who are able to draw water for your sake.
天天能够从这个救恩的泉源里面来欢然取水。
That daily they will draw water joyously from the spring of salvation.
好让许许多多的人能够得到供应。
That many thirst will be quenched.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.